Whose phone is buzzing?
Haha, it's not me.
Allard, who is that?
I don't know, it's random off the internet.
Allard's picture on his phone, you know, like a screensaver, it's a complete stranger.
So have you just Googled, like,
hot torso
or hot bod in trunks or something?
I know it sounds like I'm making this up, but I genuinely have no idea where that came from. It was sent to me, I think, as someone who was a fit body. So he's become my thinspiration, and I've put it on the front of my phone. So whenever I have a weak moment and I'm looking at like a chocolate bar or some bread, I just look at my phone and go, do I look like that? No, fine, I will leave the
bad
food.
You're screwed because you got body dysmorphia, and even if you did look like that, you wouldn't think you look like that.
Doesn't matter. It worked 2 years ago, it'll work again this time.
How does Mr. Allard think about it though?
He's insane.
So who's on his phone?
Oh, I see. Oh, you mean the inspiration?
No, because what I mean by that, because if it was the other way around, and if it was me and a girlfriend or whatever, and I had a picture of some, you know,
some hot fella
or some hot girl in a bikini as my screensaver,
oh, you wouldn't last 2 minutes.
It wouldn't be well received.
So do these women that you date think you don't look at page three? Or don't look at Nuts magazine.
We don't look at
Nuts. Yeah, by the way, and who are these women that I'm dating as well?
No, I'm not saying you are dating, but I'm saying these women or a woman that you'd be going with.
Sorry, we don't look at page three or Nuts magazine.
Honestly, Dominic? Is that what women think?
Pardon?
See?
The Economist and, you know, the Financial Times.
Here comes Tina. Tina would be appalled if she just heard what you were saying. Yeah.
Hey,
Tina, you're right.
Hi. Hiya. Yeah,
yeah.
I just
read the newspaper today. The front page, page two, page four, page five. Just reading all the news.
Shall I find out what Tina thinks of my screensaver then?
Well, that's not the question.
Tina,
is your boyfriend cool with you having a picture of a random stranger's naked top half on his phone?
Tina, and me of him.
Tina, you're a woman, right?
I am.
Now imagine if you had a significant other and on their phone they had a picture of some hot girl on their screensaver. How would that go down, as it were?
Well, unless that hot girl's me, I wouldn't be very happy.
There you go. That's what women think.
And Tina is typical of the high maintenance princesses that are out there.
No. This is basics.
Although Tina, to be fair, she's high maintenance, but less cluck cluck jibber jibber.
You are also both missing the important point here, though, which is this is not just a perv photo. This is thinspiration. This is the body I want to look like. So really, you would also have a male torso because that's what you would look like.
Why don't you put a picture of Dominic on your phone?
I don't want a male torso.
What's wrong with that?
Do you want a female torso?
Yeah.
Tina, exactly. You'd have a female on there.
But not as my screensaver.
Thinspiration.
Have you made that up?
By the way, you're fooling no one. Want a picture of a hot bloke on your phone and you've come up with this BS about thinspiration.
It's only happened because I'm 5 weeks away from a holiday.
That's only happening because you're a perv and you want a picture of a hot bloke on your phone.
I'll see you in court.
Any day of the week, should we
have a little straw pot? So who thinks
any
that
day
Allard,
of the week?
Let's put it to the people.
Okay.
And I wonder if there is a woman out there listening who's done something very similar and her fella's gone, oh, that's right, yeah. If I did that, you'd go mental. And they're listening now, having breakfast, and he's going, yeah, keep talking, Allard. And she's going, shut up, just shut up, shut up.
No girl would allow that situation.
Well, maybe
a couple of odd ones, but essentially they wouldn't.
I'm sure a girl would allow you to have a male torso on your phone.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the female one.
Because it's
just a bit pervy when blokes do it.
That is an absolute... I'm sorry, but that is heterophobic. That right there.
Well, I said it.
This world is going to hell in a handcart, I'm telling you. That's outrageous.
Who is this hell in a handcart?
Are you saying that I can have a picture of a hot bloke on my phone, but not a hot woman on my phone?
You wouldn't gain as much out of putting a hot woman on your phone unless it helps you train and eat healthily.
Heat up.
Not even heat.
Yeah.
Eat healthily.
There's no heat involved.
Why am I heating things?
I know. Please don't heat anything.
Yeah, I don't like this whole heating conversation. No.
So I've got MJ on my screensaver.
Well, your dog.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means I love my dog.
But to be fair, he does have an amazing torso.
Yeah, you inspired me a very...
Yeah, he has amazing eyes.
Fit Russian dog. When I say fit, I mean because...
Yeah, when Tina goes on holiday, she's going to look like a really good husky.
Really furry.
That's what I meant by fit, by the way.
What is your boyfriend? What does he have on his phone as a screensaver?
Just the generic. Nothing, really.
Nothing.
The only time he told me to take it off, as in the photo, was when we went to his work do on Saturday night, and he was like, it would look bad if people saw that on your phone. So right. I changed it for the work event. Yeah.
What did you change it to?
Husky.
The generic screensaver.
A picture of somebody's dog.
Tina.
A fit Russian dog, as Dave says.
I meant it because it does lots of running. I'm not attracted to your dog.
I'm with you.
So are, you say, are you saying her dog's ugly?
Do you know what? I'm going to go yes.
Oh!
Doesn't do it for me.
Phew.
How we doing?
I think we're all right, yeah.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
John in the M4 has sent us a picture going, this is my inspiration. It's just a fat dude on holiday eating on the beach.
That would work as well, actually. I might go the opposite.
And by the way, can I just say, I think it's out of order. You're taking pictures of me when I'm on the beach eating. Thank you. My husband is Katy Perry's screensaver, not me or our daughter. I am fine with this. She is hot.
That's unusual, though, I think, in terms of female opinion.
Yeah, but a very good attitude to have, by the way.
We applaud you.
One rule for men and another from women, says Gary in Tenby, who's probably massively under the thumb. He's in your group, Dominic.
No, yeah.
You could meet every Tuesday and talk about it. That's, of course, if they let you out of the house. Maybe that's why these meetings are only once a month. You don't have a problem, do you, Jesse? No! Of course not. I've received a few messages this morning from... Well, we've just been talking about Allard has on his phone... If you've just woken up, good morning, 7:39. Allard has on his phone the torso, the topless torso of a man. Yeah. A complete stranger. He doesn't know who it is. The picture was sent to him. He can't really remember.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Right? Totes amazing.
Mm. As the screensaver.
Yeah, now he calls it his thinspiration. No, Dave, don't go there. He calls
it Dave was ramping up for one, wasn't he?
What? I said totes amazing, right? But you know the word that I want to say. Yeah. Now, it's only from the waist up, this picture.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, actually, I don't know.
You can't tell.
So I was saying it's not fair because, you know, me and Dave were saying if you have a picture of a hot woman on your phone, your other half would go mental and blah, blah, blah. So I received two text messages, or messages rather, from two different people. First of all, our friend Evie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who goes, I couldn't care less. I like hot women, right?
Yeah.
Because her fella, Gordon, his screensaver is a hot woman. It's Tina.
No.
Oh, yeah, now I knew this,
that's
actually.
Our Tina that's sitting here.
Oh, wow.
So Evie, our friend, her husband, Gordon... I won't call him our friend because he'll get too giddy if we do. His on his phone, the screensaver is Tina.
Mm. Oh, wow. Right?
So I thought, well, there you go. That's
how I might ask my boyfriend to have... Evie is his screensaver in that case.
What's howie?
Who's howie?
That's what you say when you're excited. Mm. I also received another text message from Louis Spence.
Oh.
And Louis says, you can have me on your phone, darling. And sends me a picture, and then he sends me another one, going, or this. Now, I haven't looked at the pictures properly yet.
Do you want me to do this for you?
That's picture number one, Alan. Right?
That's good.
That's him sitting on a window ledge in a pair of briefs.
Okay.
A natural shot. Yeah,
he looks good for 54.
He does, doesn't he?
Looks great. Mm.
And then, Alan, that's picture number two.
Wow.
Which is a... What can only be described as a close-up of his pants.
Okay,
that's too close.
Yeah.
For comfort.
Amazing.
You may not know this, but Google cameo codpiece, and that's pretty much what I've been sent.
Word up.
Word up.
It does look up, I'm going to be honest. So anyway, thank you to my two very good friends, Evie and Louis, for their text messages. And Louis especially, thank you very much for those photos, which I will now put out on Twitter to the whole wide world.
If anyone wants to replace my Thinspiration photos, feel free to send me
brilliant
photo.
Really?
Right. Do you really want to do that?
Are you really sure?
Do you want me to send you the picture of Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. And the second thing I want to talk about before the Olympic torch...